Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
Weekdays at 7:30. I call strangers at work somewhere in this great country of ours that I always end the call with.
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? Do you have an extreme fear of anything?
I am terrified of thunder.
Of thunder?
Yes.
All right. Well, in this particular role and where I'm calling here, I have a fear and a phobia of something, okay?
Okay.
Here's a party rental place in South Carolina.
Party rentals, this is Nicole. How can I help you?
Do you guys rent puppets?
Yeah, actually we do. We have a wide variety of puppets.
I've had a lifelong fear of puppets, and just like even just talking about them, the thought of puppets kind of freaks me out, but I want to be a good dad for my kids, so I love to have these puppets in my house and hopefully get over this lifelong fear that I've got.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, to get a better understanding of the kind of puppets that you wouldn't want to have at your party.
Do they have, like, googly eyes?
Some do have googly eyes. Ah! Some have jaws that are, like, disconnected so you can talk with them. Oh. Some have, I mean, it really depends. Some are really furry. Some are, you put your hands right up inside of them to make their arms move.
I just can't do it. I can't have the puppets in my house. But I appreciate the info. I love you, man.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, sir, for calling. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No, I appreciate it. I love you, man.
I love you too.
She was so confused. So confused.
I loved everything about that.
That is I Love You Man, Campbell Country 107.9.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
Supplies! Supplies!
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke.
That was a good one, Cheyenne.
The hour.
I told you to be ready with your best dad joke ever because we have
spend the week
Garth Brooks on the phone with us this morning. Yes. Garth, how are you, man?
I am a lot better. It's not the joke. It's her laughing at her own.
It's so good. Garth Brooks, thanks for the time this morning, man. We're so excited about your show coming up in August at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning.
I got to tell you guys, it's just to get to open the Vegas Raiders. Are you kidding me? I just want a jersey from the night commemorating it or something that I could wear around. It's just, we are so excited.
I mean, it makes sense to want that.
How cool is that? And if you guys have ever driven by this thing, it looks like the Thunderdome from the outside, but you go inside, this thing is crazy because it's all new and it's all the latest technology. And we flipped the stage, took it to the other end so we could be closer to the big-ass bar.
I like it. So is that kind of how this whole thing, your show at Allegiant Stadium came about? You drove by it, you went by it, you're like, I got to have my show in there?
We were lucky enough for them to reach out to us.
Oh.
And, it was very sweet, and they said, would you be in? They didn't get done with interest, and I said, yes. This would be fun.
It is a gorgeous stadium, and we definitely want everybody there. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. I love that it's one ticket price, $94.95. That is the with all taxes, all fees, everything's all inclusive in there.
Yeah, man, that's for me. I'm sure for you guys too. Man, that's a lot of money. But the one thing that I didn't want was some kid asking their dad, hey, how come we're not sitting down there? And dad says, we can't afford those tickets.
Right.
So everything's just one cost, and it's just luck of the draw who people are sitting where. Same way when we came through there. And it's virtually the same layout as you guys' stadium. So that's there's not a bad seat in the house. So that'll be.
I don't mind the $94 ticket price.
I don't either.
Because, I mean, your shows are so high energy. You have so many songs that you pack into that show, and so many hits. And then, yeah, you could be in the front row, first five rows, or the all the way up in the third level. But still, all the ticket prices are the same.
It just makes it fun for us. It makes everybody a group because nobody feels like somebody's better than anybody else. They all know that, yeah. Hey, man, when that Ticketmaster thing fires up, it's just wherever you fall in, it's just random. And it makes it fun. And I got to tell you, man, with the size of the stage, the size of the video walls, everything, every seat is front row. And now with the new flat stage, you know, we didn't have it when we played there, but mm-hmm. going to Vegas, we'll have the flat stage where it's full 360 front row. So this is going to be nuts.
That's awesome.
My gosh, that's amazing. Garth Brooks, Saturday, August 22nd at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. This is the first major concert at Allegiant Stadium. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. Garth Brooks, thanks for your time this morning. I know you got to run.
Guys, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thanks, Garth. You too. Gosh, how great is that?
That was awesome.
Garth laughing at your laugh at your own dad joke.
Day made.
It's so good. Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Here's Low Cash. Ooh. The I Love You Man had to do with a phobia, a fake phobia that I had,
uh-huh.
of puppets. You know? Do you have a phobia or a fear of anything?
Apart from thunder, I have a really odd fear of bridges, but it's more so bridges over water. And it's not the height. It's that
bridges over water as opposed to bridges over land.
Yeah, because I'm not necessarily afraid of the height, but I also have this really insane fear of drowning in my car.
How does that come about?
I don't know.
Watching too many movies?
I have no idea. I don't. Just one day, honestly, I was driving over a bridge with water and I started freaking out.
Oh my gosh.
It's so irrational that it came from nothing.
Yeah, I know. I know a big fear is thunder.
Uh-huh.
You know, whenever we get that, which we do have that in the forecast for tonight, so good luck.
I need a thunder buddy.
We asked the question on Facebook, do you have a phobia? What are some of the responses?
Oh, they are so great. So Chandler says that she's got a fear of porcelain dolls. She knows it's irrational, but it is what it is. And I am not the only person who is scared of bridges. There's multiple bridges on here. One gal said that she has a phobia of picking the wrong man again.
Oh my gosh.
Audrey said she has a phobia right now of running out of toilet paper, a lot of sharks, and a lot of spiders. And then Dana has a fear of trypophobia. Now, I had to Google it. Trypophobia.
Spiders, right?
No. That's arachnophobia.
Oh.
Trypophobia is small holes, like a lot of holes in one area.
Oh, didn't we talk about that with the new iPhone?
Yes.
Like the people with that phobia, because when you're looking at an iPhone, it has three lenses now.
Exactly. So
oh,
she genuinely has that fear.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
602-260-1079 is our phone number. You can also text us at 22108. Do you have a fear of something or what's your phobia? Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Ben is calling from Peoria. Ben, you got an extreme fear of something?
Oh, yeah. So back when I lived in Chicago, I was cooking dinner one night and I looked down and there was a roach crawling across my kitchen floor that was like the size of my fist. It was the biggest roach I've ever seen.
I think I have a fear of anything the size of a fist crawling across the floor like that.
Anything crawling that's not supposed to be there, that's big, yeah.
What'd you do with it?
So I was like paralyzed. I couldn't move. But my girlfriend came in and she just kind of like shook her head at me and grabbed a glass. And she puts the glass on top of the roach and then gets a slip of paper to go take it out.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
Did the roach move the glass? Like, I feel like this roach was big enough to be able to just keep walking anyways.
The guy didn't start moving the glass, but when she picked up the glass and the paper, she could feel the roach, like, skittering around inside the glass.
Oh, gross!
He swore.
Here's the big question, Ben.
Bite through the paper.
Here's the big. Here's the most important question of all, Ben. Have you earned that man card back yet?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm picking her hair out of the shower drain every other week. Like, yeah.
She took care of the roach.
Yes, she
took her head at him. I feel like when your wife or girlfriend or whatever shakes her head at you
and deals with the insect,
that's an automatic gone of the man card. Yeah.
Void.
Yeah, no, there's definitely an uphill battle after that.
A lot of texts are rolling in at 22108. Text from the 480, afraid of heights. There's a text here that says, I am deathly afraid of birds. That one's got to be tough.
It would be tough. I just walked by a bird on my, stair rail yesterday. Like, I couldn't imagine what that would have been like.
Like that bird keeping you from going into your
yes.
house?
Yes. Like, what?
What's it going to do to you? Yeah. You know? I mean, it's a bird.
I know.
Shoe bird.
Shoe bird.
Get out of here. let's see. Hey, Ricky.
How's it going?
I'm pretty good. Ricky's calling from Mesa. You have a phobia of what?
Garden lawn gnomes.
Garden gnomes.
Super irrational. I'm a grown man, but I'll tell you what, man. There's certain things that people watch or see, and I've watched plenty of YouTube videos to know that I want to stay away from those things.
Okay, so is there a particular style or character of garden gnome that you're scared of?
Nope. Anything under 6 inches, that's glass. I'll stay away from it.
I love it.
That's so
I love
funny.
It. Ricky, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
Of course. Take care, guys.
602-260-1079. Hey, Tyler.
Hey there.
Tyler's calling from Glendale. Your sister has a phobia of what?
Pool drains.
Of pool drains.
Yes. You know, it oddly makes sense.
I think she saw something one time somewhere that a little girl got stuck. Like it was a movie or a documentary or maybe one of those 1,000 Ways to Die, you know? So here's the kicker. We grew up with a pool our entire lives. My mom still lives in the same house. Deep end, 8 foot deep end. Got a drain at the bottom of it. So she developed this irrational fear. The kicker is it's concrete. It's shut. It doesn't work, yet she's still afraid of it. Even now, at 35, I think she's 35, her daughter, when she jumps off the little diving board, she freaks out that she's going to go down too far and get stuck.
So
and
does
I
your
have
sister...
to constantly remind her, it is concrete, it shut, does not work. But the fact that it is still there and she can see it freaks her out.
Does your sister just not swim
ridiculous.
In pools then?
She does. She stays in the shallow end.
Shallow end.
And away from any drains. Even those little ones that are like the filter kind, you know, those ones that are really narrow on the bottom, it's not like a grate.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Even she'll stay away from those.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And it's the family joke with her all the time. It is the funniest thing ever.
That's kind of hilarious.
But I mean, so I had to put my sister on blast.
I mean, like Cheyenne said, I mean, it oddly makes sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I get it.
Right.
It's an intake drain at the bottom of the pool. If you get sucked into it, you're going to be drowned.
Right.
You know?
But
I mean,
it doesn't work for 27 years.
Good point. Tyler, thanks for the call, man. Have a great
Y'all
day.
Y'all have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.